So today the Commission of Inquiry into the PIC, the Public Investment Corporation, headed by ex-president of the Supreme Court of Appeals, Laxman Bharti, will hand over the interim report to the president. But their work probing allegations of dodgy deals linked to, I think it's about 2.08 trillion rands worth of government pension funds, has been overshadowed by death threats to witnesses. And to tell you more about that, Dr. Thabi Leoka. Dr. Leoka, thank you very much for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure.
What can you tell us about the nature of these threats?
So our evidence leader, Advocate Lube, received a message that contained names of current PIC staff members, previous staff members, a few members of the public, and this message contained death threats. And obviously we see this as very dangerous and a very serious issue, given that people's lives are at stake, but also that it is criminal to go against or try to stop the proceedings of the PIC Commission of Inquiry, which we also see these threats as doing.
No, indeed. But so what's happened as a result of this? I take it you have spoken to the police. Are any of these witnesses going to get protection? Is there a process that they're going through to decide whether or not that's going to be the case? Because surely this is a commission of inquiry which could lead to criminal prosecutions.
Absolutely. So we have the law enforcement agencies are looking into this. And this will go to, I mean, the fact that the commission is put together by the president should tell you that we take all of this very seriously, including the president. So we will investigate up until we find who the sender of these messages is. And as for the safety of the as those whose names were on the list, the PIC is providing safety. They did mention on this on their press statements that they are protecting some of their staff workers. Some of their staff workers are working from home, for instance. And if, as you know, in relation to our commission, we do have numerous levels of police intelligence as part of our commission. So anyone who comes through is safe.
Well, great. It's good to see that we have these commissions, and people say these commissions have absolutely no teeth. But for me, the important thing would be the information that's gathered at the commission could lead to criminal prosecutions. And I think that is what someone is very afraid of, hence the type of threats that we're getting. But Dr. Thabi Leoka, thank you very much for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Spokesperson for the Mpati Commission. And by the way, Doctor, before you go, she's put the phone down. I was going to ask her what those recommendations were. I was going to try my luck.